3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chronic Conversations, man. It's your boy Sleazo the Great. It's a little switch up. This is a whole different episode than what you was expecting because I ain't got Todd with me today. I'm in a different environment. I'm feeling good. So if you hear echo, it's because the different environment. But I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I just got a cut, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a great fucking feeling as a man to get a fucking haircut. I'm that nigga right now. I'm that nigga right now and you can't tell me shit. So I'm feeling myself so much. I'm gonna stop myself before I get there. I want y'all to make sure, y'all know I do this every episode, should have expected it, but make sure that y'all following the Instagram at Chronic Conversations Pod on Instagram, following the Twitter at underscore ChronCon, and anything that you tweet, post, anything like that related to Chronic Conversations, make sure you put hashtag Chronic Conversations so everything can be grouped together. It makes it real easier for me to find it, makes it real easier for other people to find it. And stop being selfish. You know what I'm saying? Stop being selfish. You like this podcast, right? Why won't your fucking friend like this podcast? You know why your friend don't like this podcast? Because he or she don't know about it. Because you being selfish and not trying to let them know. Y'all don't want to give them the juice that I'm trying to give out this juice. And y'all don't want them to get no juice too. I got this big ass jug. It's only two cups getting full. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to share this podcast. Follow the podcast. And every time you say something dealing with the podcast, put hashtag Chronic Conversations. Easy. Something small. Something simple. All right. But today, so like I said, I'm feeling myself, right? So ladies, this episode goes out to the ladies. All right, fellas, I know. I'm sorry. I got y'all though. Because y'all my niggas. Y'all my fellas. But this episode is for the ladies. Now, ladies, I've come up with a cheat code, you can say. Cheat code, a guideline, a rule book, perhaps. I got you 10 ways to make a man smile. All right, I gave you 10 ways. I'm going to give you 10 ways to make a man smile today. Now, if you exit this podcast and you're not making your man smile, ladies, it's you, baby. You know what I'm saying? You need to do something else. Because if I'm giving you everything, everything I'm going to give you, it's beyond physical. It may be a little mental, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be shit that everybody can fucking do. And if you can't fucking do it, I mean, good luck, Charlie. I mean, that's the only thing that I can say. If you don't make this nigga smile after getting these 10 ways to make a man smile from Sleazo the Great, I don't know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of Chronic Conversations, man, and I got 10 ways to make a man smile for all the women. Now, fellas, if y'all feeling the same way, you know, comment. Put the hashtag Chronic Conversations, like I said earlier, and we can talk about these 10 ways to make a smile. Y'all might have more than these 10 ways that I got, but we're going to get 10 ways. So the first way, now this first way is important. It's important. It's number one for a reason. But I understand everybody might not be financially available to do things like that. So with that being said, number one, pay for his haircut. Okay? Pay for that nigga's haircut. You like to see him look good. You know what I'm saying? He like to feel good. You know, me personally, I got my haircut today. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like, I don't even know who I feel like. I feel like Chris Brown because I got this fucking haircut. And I look fucking good. Ain't nobody pay for my haircut though. But ladies, pay if you have a man, pay for that nigga's haircut. Pay for his fucking haircut. That's way number one. All right, you know what I'm saying? Something slight. Way number two. Now this, I hold this way near and dear to my heart because I've never. Well, I'm not gonna say I've never, but finding a woman to do this. It's hard, which makes us smile because a lot of women, don't get me wrong, y'all are selfish. But way number two, 10 ways to make a man smile. Way number two, offer to take that man on a date. I promise you, men love going on dates too. And we don't like to pay all the time. I mean, granted, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be the breadwinners or whatever, but you're an independent woman. I like an independent woman. Men like independent women. show him you're an independent woman and ask him out on a date. Take him on a date. Show him that you can take control of the whole fucking situation and take him on the fucking date. Because don't get me wrong, going out is important in anything, any relationship, situationship, whatever the fuck y'all got going on. That shit is important. You can't just go at home. Everybody, don't nobody want to smoke at the house and just watch movies all day. You know what I'm saying? You Netflix and chilling. We ain't really, you know what I'm saying? You're not making me smile. You're making me nut. And I, what is that? You know what I'm saying? I want to be happy, motherfucker. And nut only make me happy 10 seconds. I want to be happy forever. So take him on a date. Number three in my 10 ways to make a man smile. Be funny. Be a funny texter. If we text, make me laugh through these text messages, man. If I'm not laughing, laughter is a way to a man's heart besides something else. Now, I'm not going to tell it right now because it's later on in the list. But laughter is another way to a man's heart. If you can't make that man laugh, personally, if you can't make me laugh, there's no future. There's nothing that we can do because, I mean, I'm not even laughing. You got to make that man laugh. Make him laugh. Way number four out of the 10 ways to make a man smile. Ladies, this is simple. Now, this way, I mean, it's simple. It's really simple. Because, I mean, a lot of you already do it. But like sports. Ladies, like sports. A man loves a woman who likes sports because that's something that we can relate on besides sex or physical attraction, things like that. We can relate on a fucking, I can talk to you about what the fuck the Patriots did last week. You know what I'm saying? And if, even if you don't like sports, pretend. I promise you, a nigga is not finna be like, oh, this, she's acting like she like the Falcons or the Patriots. I don't really like that. No. No. If you pretend to like sports because you know that I like sports, that makes you 10 times more attractive because you give a fuck about what I care about, which is going to make me feel like you give a fuck about me 10 times more. So ladies, like sports, or at least pretend to like the sports. Way number five. We halfway through the list. Way number five, ladies. Everybody likes this. Everybody likes this. Doesn't matter the gender. But this is going to make a man smile. Send him some music. Send him music. You and him may not listen to the same type of music, which is okay. Which is honestly okay. Which is why I'm telling you to send him music, because you can open his eyes to something else. You know what I'm saying? If I listen to Young Nudie all the time and you send me Ari Lennox, it's this whole switch up. It's a 180. It's a different vibe. And now I get to both sides of the spectrum because I'm listening to Ari Lennox from you. And I'm listening to My Young Nudie, and I'm like, damn, Shorty really just put me on to this Ari Lennox. You know what I'm saying? Ari Lennox, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Ari Lennox, by the way. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's my B word. Fuck that. This is Lizzo. That's my bitch. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with her. Way number six in the 10 ways to make a man smile. Way number six, ladies, now, I know y'all remember when I said a way to a man's heart was laughter. That's one of the ways. But way number two, the second way to a man's heart, number six on this 10 ways to make a man smile, feed that nigga. Ladies, I don't know how much emphasis I need to put on this. Niggas like to eat. A perfect way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Niggas love to eat. We can't even live without eating. So if you helping me live, I'm cheesing all 64. All 64 like I got veneers, because that shit is going to turn me on in itself that you feeding me. But way number seven. Now, way number seven, this is important because way number seven, it includes inclusion. It includes specificity. I don't know how the fuck to say the word, but it's going to make me feel special. It's going to make him feel special. Okay, way number seven in the 10 ways to make a man smile. Send him pictures that no one else has. Send him pictures that you haven't posted on Twitter, that you haven't posted on Instagram, that Snapchat hasn't seen. I don't want no picture that you posted on Twitter that said Snap seen it first, some shit like that. No, send him pictures that no one else has. Now, that doesn't have to be a fucking nude. Now, if you want to send nudes, by all means, send that nigga some nudes, because I promise you that's going to make him smile. But send him pictures that nobody else has, because that makes me feel special, because I got some exclusive shit that nobody else can have. But that was reason number 7. Reason number 8 in the 10 ways to make a man smile list by Sleazo the Great is compliment him. You can't go wrong with a compliment, ladies. We like to hear that we look handsome. We like to hear that, oh, you've been in the gym, you know what I'm saying? You getting tight, shit like that. We like to hear shit like that because that reassures that what the fuck we're working towards is working. That lets us know that what we're doing is bright. What we're doing is right. So compliment that nigga. Let him know, damn, your feet look extra big today. Some shit like that. I mean, probably not a compliment like that. Now, you got to excuse me. You know me. But just some simple shit. Because we like simple shit. Men are simple. All these rules, all these ways to make a man smile is simple. Ain't none of this shit hard. I promise you, every single one of you ladies listening can do this. Compliment them. Reason number 9 in 10 ways to make a man smile. Now, reason number 9, it's a high priority. It's really important. Now, it may not be as important as number 10, but it's really important. Reason number 9 to make a man smile. Know how to play games. Now, you don't have to know how to play fucking football. You don't know how to fucking play badminton, some shit like that. But know how to play a game. If we're having a game night at somebody's house, if we're having a game night and all you want to play is fucking Uno, or you just want to fucking sit there, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Know how to play a fucking game, because ladies, listen, if you know how to hold yourself, if you know how to hold your own on spades night, or fucking any night, any game night, if you know how to hold your own on game night, that shit is attractive. I don't want no loser. I don't want no girl. I don't think no guy wants a girl who sits there while everybody else is playing the game and she's not playing. So ladies, learn how to play games, because that shit is important. That shit's fun. It's bonding. It's not just a game. We plan to win. As if we win as a team at this video game or this card game, we can win at life together. That's going to make me want to wife you. If we playing spades, playing tonk, whatever, and we winning, or any team game really, but if we're winning together, come on, man. You know that shit is attractive to y'all. Y'all working together as a team. If I know we can beat these other people as a team, who else can we beat? That's what I'm trying to figure out with you. At that point, once I know that you know how to play games with me, I'm trying to figure out who's next. Who else are we going to beat together on this journey of whatever fuck we got going on? Way number 9, know how to play games. Now, this is the 10th way to make a man smile. Now, 10, it's number 10, top 10. But this list, this really, really, really might be the most important way to make a man smile. And you just can't, you can never go wrong. This way, like I said, everything on this way, these 10 ways to make a man smile, is going to be easy. It's some shit everybody can do. Way number 10, ladies and gentlemen. Not even gentlemen, ladies, because I don't know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Way number 10, ladies, suck his dick. Yeah, there's nothing more that I can say on that. Just suck his dick. If that nigga's not smiling after you suck his dick, you're doing it bad, and that's your fault. But you can get better, because like I said, everything on this 10 ways to make a man smile is easy. So ladies, suck his dick. Well, that's the 10 ways. Now, these 10 ways, you can incorporate them with your daily life. You can incorporate them every day, make your man smile every day, ladies. And ladies, I'll make a 10 ways. I mean, men, I'm going to make a 10 ways to make your woman smile, because that shit hard. It's hard to make a woman smile, but ladies, you see, it's easy to make us smile. I'm gonna give you another rundown of the list. 10 ways to make a man smile by Sleazo the Great. Way number one, pay for his haircut. Way number two, offer to take him on a date. Way number three, be funny. Make me laugh. Way number four, like sports. Even if you don't like sports, pretend to. You know what I'm saying? Just make me feel like you give a fuck about me. Number six, feed me. Feed him. Number seven, send him pictures that no one else has, because everybody likes their own shit. I'm sorry, I skipped number five. Most important. Well, one of the most important. Send me some music. Send music. That shit's attractive. Your music taste says a lot about you, so send music. Where was I? Number eight. Compliment me. You know what I'm saying? Let me know I'm looking good today. Or, you know what I'm saying? I look nice. I smell nice. Shit like that. Just compliment them. Number nine, know how to play games. Hold your own on game night. Because, baby, I don't want to be with you if you ain't playing with us on game night. And number 10, suck his dick. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Chronic Conversations Podcast. Now, I hope that y'all take these rules and these ways into consideration and incorporate them in your daily life. You guys make sure that you're following the Instagram at Chronic Conversations Pod. Follow the Twitter at _ChronCon. That's _ChronCon. And stop being fucking selfish, man. Share the podcast with your friends. Let them know. Let your lady friends get these 10 ways to make their man smile so we can make this world happy. But with that all being said, man, I hope that y'all stay safe and keep the conversations chronic.